Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is approaching the holidays because it's December 3rd, 2010, and I'm your host, Adam Paulus. On the Entertainment Earth Podcast this week, we've got toy news, movie news, and all the usual stuff. You know the drill. So let's get started with movies. Last weekend at the box office, number one, you could have seen Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, part one of two, $49 million. It was its second weekend at the top of the box office, followed by Tangled, barely after it, $48.8 million. And then Megamind, 12.6, Burlesque, 11.9, and Unstoppable, which was stoppable, with $11.4 million. This weekend at the box office, The Warrior's Way, Black Swan, I Love You, Philip Morris, and some other stuff are opening up. In the news, some bad news. The Empire Strikes Back director Irvin Kershner and sci-fi comedy actor Leslie Nielsen both passed on the previous week. Also in bad news, there's another Big Mama's House movie in the works with Martin Lawrence. Really? There's also a Bad Boys 3 coming out, but who knows if that'll be good news or not. There is a new Pirates of the Caribbean movie trailer hitting in December on the 13th, or so I am reading. In case you missed the memo, Warner is passing around a note saying that Joss Whedon passed on working on the new Buffy remake. He was busy on Dollhouse when it was offered to him. The next Muppet movie, now supposedly called The Muppets, will sport Ricky Gervais, Emily Blunt, and Mickey Rooney? Collider reports these three and Danny Trejo, Billy Crystal, Ed Helms, Zach Efanakis, and others will be appearing in some minor capacity. Amazing. The long-delayed Three Stooges movie from the Farrelly brothers is apparently going to start filming in March, according to Cinematical. Two of the three title characters officially dropped out, and there's no cast to speak of yet, so really, who knows what we'll get? Or if we'll get. A new Frankenstein movie may be coming out from Sony, Deadline.com. Has a report that the supposed modernish take on the old story is on the way. So, yeah, there you go. Cosmopolis is the next David Cronenberg movie, and apparently has Paul Giamatti in discussions to appear alongside Colin Farrell and other people I don't know. The new Aquabats LP will be called High Five Soup, and coming early next year. Fearless Records posted the track listing to their MySpace page. Really, MySpace. New Entertainment Earth. New G.I. Joe Pursuit of Cobra Wave 3 action figures may be in stock. You'll have to check our website for availability, because they were in stock, but it's the future now. Who knows? We also have a lot of exciting items. Our Cyber Monday sale is almost over, because Monday is over, and a new Monday is approaching, where we'll have a new sale. So go to sale.entertainmentearth.com to see what's on sale now, and be sure to come back Monday morning to see the latest additions. Some items have already sold out, so if you missed them, sorry. And now the toy news. G.I. Joe Pursuit of Cobra Wave 3 has indeed shipped from Hasbro. We received our first shipment, and we have some in stock. If you'd like to have some, come to our website. Order it, if it's in stock, which it might not be. Predators. NECA will be doing a series of massive one-quarter scale action figures in 2011. Each is $80, but they're over 18 inches tall, so you get what you pay for. Marvel fans, specifically X-Men fans, Diamond is bringing in a Danger Room Colossus statue from Kotobukiya, as well as a nice X-Force X-23 statue. Check our site for pictures and pricing. They're also going to bring out movie Thor and Loki action figures, which look pretty nice. Star Wars. Hasbro's been quiet, but Diamond Select announced they're going to do a Slave One vehicle bank in 2011, assuming it doesn't get canceled. It'll be about $20, so if you want it, be sure to pre-order. That's the best way to guarantee these things do make it to market. Minimates fans, Diamond Select, has a new carry case for Minimates coming out, and interestingly enough, it does have an exclusive Minimate, and apparently this will be the first release of the Battle Beasts Alligator figure to retail. There's been three other releases for convention exclusives, but this one has a black armor, red skin figure, according to the Art Asylum blog. It's a nice figure, so get yours, if you can. Transformers. The instruction sheet for Lugnut, the upcoming Reveal the Shield toy, has a new head on it, which isn't anyone in particular. This time, the head has been specifically confirmed to be known in particular by David Willis of the Short Packed webcomic fame, also TF Wiki fame. He was at BotCon, and Hasbro said, hey, this is just a nice-looking head design, nobody specific. The instructions for many new Transformers now show alternate heads for unannounced or unknown upcoming figures. So, yeah. Take it with a grain of salt, you may never actually see it, but there was one in development. LEGO! 2011 toy news is starting to get out now, and you should check your favorite online stores, wink, to see if they have any new items up. New items for 2011 are said to include, not that pictures have been posted to LEGO Wiki sites, Ninjago, a set that mimics Beyblade and the 1990s Ninja line, only a little bit more fantastical, as well as Pharaoh's Quest, which touches on the 1990s first range of adventurer sets, which include a lot of pyramids and sphinxes and what have you. So, there you go. That's all for this week on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Thank you for listening. Follow me on Twitter at EntEarth. Thanks for telling all your friends about the podcast, because good for business. Thank you. And I will see all you guys next week on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.